tomorrow at Keeneland, Make-A-Wish Day for the 10th consecutive year. The amount of money and the amount of wishes granted over the past 10 years at Keeneland on Make-A-Wish Day is impressive, to say the least. And a big part of it is Kara Heisenbuttel. Kara is the Director of Employee and Patron Experience down at Keeneland, plays a big role in Make-A-Wish Day. And Kara, nice enough to join us for a few minutes today on ExpressBet Radio. Hey, Kara, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. I got to tell you, when even though I'm a 40-year-old, I am still I'm still a 12-year-old at heart. And one of the most impressive things to me about WWE superstar John Cena is the amount of work he does with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. One of the, in my opinion, one of the, if not the best charity in the mainstream world. We're PDJF people here at HRN. It's close to our heart, but just the amount of stuff that Make-A-Wish does. And for you guys to champion that cause 10 consecutive years now, you guys really deserve a round of applause yourselves.
Well, thank you. It's been a phenomenal opportunity for Keeneland. You know, with so many unpleasant things going on around the world, this is a great opportunity to highlight so much good that is happening. So in 10 years of the partnership between Keeneland and Make-A-Wish, we've been able to bring to the table thoroughbred industry partners who want to sponsor these races for children. And we've raised nearly $750,000 in our 10 years of granting these wishes. And for our staff and our fans who come out here on that day and get to see these children and meet them and celebrate them and their families, it's one of the most heartwarming things that we do.
Yeah, and 10 years in a row, just absolutely an amazing accomplishment to be able to sustain and to do all the good that's been done. You would think that there would be more of a call for cash, if you will, mm-hmm. in the industry, but that's not necessarily the case. You guys have granted some wishes as well.
That's right. You know, the 10 years is also a testament to these industry partners who all come together, who pledge that money to sponsor these children every year. But there is also an opportunity for our fans to be involved. We have the Wishing Well here on Make-A-Wish Day. And a couple of years ago, it was the end of the race day, we had a patron who had a winning Pick 4 ticket and asked, you know, to the volunteers with Make-A-Wish to go to the window and cash that ticket. Well, when they started the process with the teller, the patron disappeared, and it turned out that his ticket was worth $26,000.
Wow.
So, of course, that doesn't happen every day, but it truly highlights how much this means to not only Keeneland, not only to our partners, but to our staff and to our patrons as well. They all want to be involved and see what they can do to help the cause.
Wow. Yeah, that was back in 2013. Donor from Marietta, Georgia. And that's just, I mean, as heartwarming a story as you're going to get, you know, because we can be painted as these curmudgeonly characters, especially in Hollywood. But when you see somebody do that, $26,000, again, mind-boggling.
Yes, it grants a lot of wishes for these children.
What are some of the wishes that have been moved forward thanks to the generosity of those in the Keeneland area and down there on Make-A-Wish Day these past 10 years?
You know, you have a fair amount of Disney World. Everybody wants to go to Disney, but we've had some really unique ones as well. We had one child who didn't want to just have a one-trip thing. He actually wanted an ultimate treehouse built on his family's farm so that he could share that treehouse with his brothers. And that's one of my favorites. We've had We had a little girl who wanted a camper, a pink camper. So the Make-A-Wish team, the amount of work that goes into granting these wishes and really awesome things that the Make-A-Wish team is able to do is just so impressive. So there's trips and all of those things, but then some of these unique wishes as well.
And then tomorrow is really soup to nuts, really treated like a superstar. If you're with the Make-A-Wish folks tomorrow, I know there are trophy presentations at the end of the day. How fun is that? VIP experiences throughout the day. Talk a little bit about what goes on throughout the day there tomorrow, and for the folks in the Lexington and Kentucky area, if they want to go down and be a part of it, what can they expect tomorrow?
Sure.
At Make-A-Wish Day?
For our 10th anniversary, we will have 10 races tomorrow. So each child is paired with a race of the day, and they do get the VIP experience. They'll have lunch in the Phoenix Room with a special kids buffet, pizza, ice cream, the works, all the great things. And then they'll come down, and with their race, they get to go in the saddling paddock and see what's happening there. They get to go in the walking ring and meet some of our jockeys. And then they'll go watch the race from the winner's circle, and at the end of the race, they get to present the trophy for their race. So it's really an awesome experience for these children. They get to be the celebrities for the day, and everyone who's here that day, the staff, the jockeys, all of the partners involved, they really get excited and treat these children well.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I'll get down there next year and we'll have some kids on the air after they do their trophy presentation. I was actually supposed to be down in Keeneland this week, but things went awry. So maybe we'll pull that off next
maybe
year.
Next year.
That would be a lot of fun. I'd be honored to take part in that. Carrigan, you guys do an absolutely amazing job. Where can folks make donations, buy tickets for tomorrow?
Sure. So, you can walk in and pay general admission. There will be a wishing well set up with the Make-A-Wish booth if you want to go over there and make a donation. But if you can't be here for the race day and still want to support the cause, you can always go to makeawish.com and check that out.
All right. Well, Kara, a great job. Continue to do the amazing work you guys are doing. Nothing but success for tomorrow. I hope we... maybe somebody will hit a Rainbow Six or a big one tomorrow. We get over $1 million for the 10 years. That would be pretty amazing.
That would be amazing, yes.
All right. Well, again, thank you for all you do, for an amazing cause, and for at least for the day making 10 kids really, really happy tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Anytime.